Go.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. Dad's not here, aka Brad. So me and Eric are on the show. I'm Josh. Eric's right over there. We're going to do whatever we want. We're going to float down the lazy river and get them. Learn anything? Probably not. But will you have fun? Bet your bottom dollar.
I'm good. I'm going to let my cat in real quick, and then we'll get this show on the road because she's a lunatic. I'll be right back.
Okay, so while Eric's doing that, and I'm sure it's something very important to note, games. There's no Thursday game, so now we have three Saturday games. All these games are on the NFL Network, which I'm sure everyone wanted to hear, especially because if you don't subscribe to the NFL Network, it's going to suck for you that all three of these Saturday games are on that lineup. Now, the three games, the first one we will start with is the Houston Texans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is very irrelevant. A lot going on here.
Yeah, a lot of big fantasy implications here. Unfortunately, with the recent injuries to the Buccaneers wide receivers, not quite as relevant as we'd like it to be.
Okay. So how do you feel about both of these quarterbacks? Texans are pretty bad against the pass. The worst passing defense.
Josh, you still there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay on Eric's end or my end or someone's end.
Yeah, it's telling me I have a poor, it's telling me I have a poor connection. I don't understand what's going on. This is not good. It's not working very good tonight.
I am trying to be professional.
Yeah, I am trying as well.
You're wrecking it.
But
you're wrecking my professionalism.
Yeah, here we are. All right, I'm coming in all right now.
Yeah, right now. Delay from me.
You're coming in. You're coming in broken up and choppy on my end.
Oh, it might be my connection. No, I got full service. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, it keeps toggling between poor connection and just fine. So I don't know. Shall we push on? Brad can edit all this.
Let's see if that's better.
Okay.
Is that better? Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. So we'll get back to our game with the Texans and Buccaneers. Eric, I feel like both of these quarterbacks, Jameis Winston and Deshaun Watson, are startable this week. How do you feel about that?
I agree wholeheartedly. Like you said, the Texans pass defense isn't that great. And the Buccaneers, it's really their run defense that's more solid than the back end of that defense. So, yes, I think you should start both of these guys.
Okay, now moving on to the running backs. Carlos Hyde, Ronald Jones / Peyton Barber. Do you feel like either one of these guys in your championship week are worth your RB1 or your RB2?
No, no way. I don't think anybody, for me, either of these teams should be a start at running back during championship week.
I concur. I think Carlos Hyde's a low-end RB2. That Bucs run defense is pretty good, and it's mostly because they let up so much on the back end with the pass. But the Bucs, they have a pretty good defensive line, including Ndamukong Suh, so I don't want anything to do with that. Now, wide receivers, we know you're going to start DeAndre Hopkins. That's not really a question there. But what about Will Fuller and Kenny Stills?
Well, unfortunately, Kenny Stills got 2 touchdowns last weekend, so you have to at least consider him. But I think Will Fuller is the better overall option just because Kenny Stills hasn't really done anything all season. Will Fuller does have that boom or bust potential, but I could see him booming rather than busting in this game with this matchup.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. I think he is a strong upside play this week, and I think if you are in a championship week because you just lazy rivered it, you floated in there, maybe you need this upside with Will Fuller, that boom. So I think he could be a very strong play. Now, for the Buccaneers side of the house, Rashard Perryman is really the only receiver where you want to start. We talked about earlier, you alluded to it, Eric. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin will both not be playing this week. Now, with Rashard Perriman being the only really relevant receiver, do you think that he's going to have a good role, or do you think that this Texans defense is just going to zero in on him and take him away?
My heart says he's going to do well, but my head says he's their only option, and they're just going to zero in on him and take him away. So, yes, while I think he's probably been the waiver wire pickup of the week, I don't think he'll be able to recreate that 3-touchdown magic unless it's in garbage time.
Okay.
Which is fine, right? Because it doesn't matter. You score points. It doesn't matter when in fantasy. So
that's true. I kind of think that Rashard Perriman is going to be a decent play this week. Jameis has shown this season and most of the season that he doesn't really like to go to his tight ends, and that's mostly a Bruce Arians offense kind of thing. I'm not really encouraged by these guys. Now, O.J. Howard's obviously the more athletic one, but Jameis does tend to favor Cameron Brate a bit more. I'm not really in on either one of these tight ends. I think Rashard Perriman, if you want to start one of these pass catchers, he would be the one. And the defenses, they can both end up in a trash can because no one cares about that.
I agree with the defenses. I actually like O.J. Howard. He's gotten pretty decent target share numbers over the last couple of weeks, and he has been scoring between 8 and 12 points every week for the last few weeks. So I think if you need a safe option at tight end, you can go ahead and plug him in. If you don't have, say, if you weren't able to get like a Tyler Higbee and Gerald Everett was a guy on your roster or somebody like that, if you need an option. If you don't have a Jason Witten, that's a safe 7 to 10 points every week.
You sure do. All right, so let's move on to the next game, Eric. You want to talk about the Buffalo Bills and New England Patriots? This is the battle for first place in the division,
which is insane to me, but here we are.
It is, but I think this is going to be a defensive battle. What do you think?
I agree, and the over-under supports that. 37 points is the over-under for this game. So.
Mm. I think it'll be under.
I agree. I think it'll be under, too. I think both of these defenses are going to shut down the opposing quarterback. Particularly, I imagine Stephon Gilmore will have not as good of a day as he did against Cincinnati, but I think he's still going to have a good day against Josh Allen. I think he's going to have a tough time moving the ball. And Brady has been, we talked about it last week and we talked about it the week before that, how inaccurate Brady's been all season. And against this defense, he really can't afford to be. So I think both of them are sits this week.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen and Tom Brady are both sits. I completely agree with that. Moving on to the running backs, I think Devin Singletary is going to be like a safe RB2 this week, but I don't want anything to do with Frank Gore or anything like that. And the only New England running back I really want anything to do with would be James White in PPR. I have nothing for Sony Michel. Like he's dead to me.
Yeah, and I think Rex Burkhead got the touchdown on the ground last week. So, I mean, Belichick doing Belichick things. You never know who's going to be in there and who's going to get the goal line carries. So hopefully if you do play James White PPR, like you said, like I'm going to do this week against Brad in a title game, you hope he takes a screen to the house like he did last week and has a good day.
Bingo. I completely agree. All right. Now, what about these pass catchers? So we got Smoke, who's super fast. Don't know if Stephon Gilmore can keep up with Smoke. Do you think that he would be a decent play this week?
No, I don't think. I think Stephon Gilmore can hang with him, and it's supposed to be 34 degrees in Foxborough. This is a 2:30 start, at least in my time. It starts at 2:30, so it'd be 4:30 Eastern time. So it's gonna get cold. It's gonna get dark. It's gonna get chilly. I don't love it the passing game in general, and I don't like Stephon Gilmore is just gonna be reading Josh Allen's eyes, looking to jump routes. I don't love it. I don't like Brown.
Okay. That's an interesting take. So you don't like any of the Buffalo Bills pass catchers?
I didn't say that. I don't think Cole Beasley is a, if you are hurting for flex options, like you're in a 14 team league, or a Mike Evans went down and you need somebody to plug in at flex because you had to move some guys around, Cole Beasley might be an okay plug in, but I don't really like that either. I like him better than Brown because I think they'll have to throw a lot of short passes. But
well, for me, I think it's going to be John Brown because I think he's always got the potential to break a big one. And on the other side, really the only one I would be interested in would be Julian Edelman. But these guys are flex plays this week. I mean, you don't want these to be your wide receiver one and two. These are flex plays at best because, like you talked about, the weather, it's going to be cold up in Foxborough. New England is incredibly good at Foxborough. And this is going to be a ground and pound, just grind out yards kind of game. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be fun to watch if you like offense.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And hopefully, if you are playing James White, New England continues to kind of use that short passing game as their running game. Because again, Sony Michel has not looked good. You said it earlier. He's been terrible. So even when he gets 20 plus carries, I think he's good for maybe 80 yards, but you don't know if he's going to get in the end zone. So.
All right. Now our Saturday night game. We have Battle Out West. LA Rams are playing at the San Francisco 49ers. Uh-huh. Jimmy G versus Jared Goff. This is
Goff.
We didn't expect their records to be this coming into it because the Rams, they went to the Super Bowl last year and the 49ers are pretty much irrelevant. 49ers sitting at 11-3, Rams sitting at 8-6. I think this could be a very entertaining game to watch. It's going to be in San Francisco. The weather should be pretty good for this matchup. What do you think, Eric?
The over-under is 44.5, which I'm kind of happy to see. Especially if you're sporting a lot of Rams players. I know this 49ers defense is really tough, but we're all hoping for a repeat of Saints 49ers, right?
Yeah. That'd be a good time.
Yeah, that'd be great. I do not like Goff. He's probably good for a pick in this game at least. Jimmy G's a safe option, I would say, for these quarterbacks. Out of these two, I don't think he's gonna wow you, but I think he'll have a safe floor this week.
Okay.
Especially if Aaron Donald gets after him, man. If he finally does get after a quarterback, because he hasn't really done it the last couple of weeks, if he gets in Jimmy G's face, could be an interesting day.
Now, the running back situation, I feel like we're all going to start Gurley no matter what. He's been getting used a lot more lately. You draft him to be the guy. He's finally delivering like he is the guy, and that's what you want to see. Now, on the Niners side of the ball, we got this mixed bag of Matt Breida, Tevin Coleman, Raheem Mostert. Now Raheem Mostert's the guy. He had the opportunity last week. he didn't do a lot with it last week, but this was more of a passing game, like you just said, with the Saints. So I'm going to start Gurley. But in your championship game, and I guess I'm going to say this 100 times, Raheem Mostert, I don't know if I want to go down that road.
I think
it's too dicey. It's black ice.
I think if you have better options, he was the hot hand there for a while, but man, he really got shut down last week. So yeah, you should have better options. But even, man, I'm wary of Gurley against this 49ers defense because Dallas shut him down on the ground, and Dallas's run defense is not that good. So that worries me a little bit, too.
Well, you would know. You are the resident Dallas fan.
Unfortunately.
Now, the pass catchers. So both of these teams have solid corners, and Richard Sherman, and my mind's drawing a blank right now. Why do I want to say Patrick Peterson? No, who's the guy that the Rams just went traded for?
No, not Marcus Peters. Jalen Ramsey. They traded Marcus Peters.
Jalen Ramsey.
There we go.
Yeah, so they both have solid corners going in this game. That kind of makes you want to pivot away from their number one receivers, which would be Brandon Cooks, who hasn't been doing a lot anyway, and then Richard Sherman, who will probably – or he'll be on Brandon Cooks, and then you'll probably have Jalen Ramsey. That'll be all over. Emmanuel Sanders or Deebo Samuel. Probably Deebo Samuel because he's going to be on the outside.
Yeah.
I don't like, I don't like any of the pass catchers this week.
No.
Other than,
go ahead.
Other than the tight ends.
Other than the tight ends. Okay. I think if you have Cup, I think you have to play him just because the boom or bust or the boom potential is there. If he gets the targets, although he hasn't lately, which I find odd. And then Robert Woods is always in there, even in running downs. When they go in those larger formations, they leave him out there to block. So he's still an option. So I think he's a decent, like mid range flex play. And then I would slide Cup down from like a one to like a wide receiver two. Maybe a high end flex. If you don't have options. Or if you do have better options.
I've been riding the Bob Woods hot streak for quite some time now. And it started to simmer off last week. And this week I'm not gonna start him. I'm actually going AJ Brown for Tennessee over Rob Forrest.
Okay.
And Brandon Cooks. I just don't like this matchup this week. Like you said, Brandon Cooks is really the only one I like. Now, we love Kittle and Tyler Higbee. I like Tyler Higbee. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Ride him. He's hot. Keep it going.
Yeah. Those are guys that I'm ready to roll with. Now, the defenses, I'm not really excited about either one of the defenses, but if you're going to play one, I would say go with the Niners.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if you drafted the Niners or you picked them up as they started to get hot at some point in the season, you're going to play them just on the chance that they have a great game. Obviously, most of us are hoping that it's the 46-48 type game that they played against the Saints. But it depends on which Jared Goff we get. It really does. At least Garoppolo, you can say he's consistent week to week. You have no idea which one you're going to get, Jekyll or Hyde, with Goff. So if he comes to play,
it
could be that game. If he's trash like he has been most of the year, then I don't know. Hope Gurley gets a bunch of carries. But, yeah, I don't love Goff.
I don't either. I don't like him. I'd break up with him if I was dating him. So now we'll move on to the Bungle Bowl. The Cincinnati Bengals will be playing at the Miami Dolphins. The two teams have four wins between the two of them. It's going to be horrible. But this should be a fairly quick breakdown. We'll start with the Dolphins. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a strong play this week because the Bengals are so bad. Mm-hmm. He leads the team in rushing. He leads the team in passing. He is their offense. And between him and really the only other guy I really care about is Devontae Parker. Looks like he's going to play. If he plays, I want to start Devontae Parker, and I want to start Ryan Fitzpatrick this week. How do you feel?
I agree. Because if for whatever reason Cincinnati decides to light it up and, you know, Joe Mixon's having a great day and Tyler Boyd catches some touchdown passes and Andy Dalton is, you know, peak Andy Dalton, they're still going to sling it in garbage time. So Parker and Fitzpatrick are going to get theirs. So, yes, I think you should start both of them. I agree.
Okay. Now, the Bengals side, it's a little muddier, but Andy Dalton, can you ever trust Andy Dalton? My answer to that question is no. Even though this looks like a great matchup, I don't trust him. I feel like this would be the type of game where if you started him, he would say, I got a little present for you, and it's not anything that you're going to enjoy. It's more like a choke sandwich. So how do you feel about Andy Dalton?
Yeah, he could say, Merry Christmas, here's three picks, which would be awful. I think, I don't think he's a good pick. I'm in a couple of two QB league, and he's on the waiver wire. He's in the waiver wire, and I think in all my leagues. So you're not starting Andy Dalton. The only safe pick on Cincy is Joe Mixon, who's been doing work the last few weeks. So like last 4 or 5 weeks, he's been good. So
yeah,
Mixon's the only strong start.
I agree, and I do like the upside of Boyd for a flex. I'm not interested in the tight ends there, Uzama and Kreifert. You can keep those guys. Anything else you want to add to this game before we move on?
Nah. It's awful.
All right. Moving on now to Pittsburgh at the New York Football Jets. We got Duck Hodges versus Sam Darnold. Well, both of those guys can just go straight in trash because we don't care.
Wow, the Jets have a tremendous number of injuries. That's fun.
The only people you're really interested in starting from the Jets is Le'Veon Bell. And I expect him to get up for this game, but I do expect him to be neutralized quite a bit. The Steelers defense, they've been relying on that all season. And I think they're going to come out and work this Jets this Jets offense over pretty good. So I'm not even really interested in Jamison Crowder or Robbie Anderson this week.
Yeah. Normally I would bring up Robbie Anderson because he has been hot lately. He is on the injury report as questionable with an illness. Mm-hmm. So he's probably fine. He'll probably be full go on Sunday. But, man, Minkah Fitzpatrick is just too good. And if he's on him, forget it. He's done. He's not going to do much.
I completely agree. James Conner's going to play. If you still have him on your team and you made it this far, sure, go for it. I think James Conner has the potential to be really good, but he's just been injury plagued this year, a lot like Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, this team has just been ravaged by injuries, and Juju is going to potentially play, but he's not 100%. I'm not interested in him this week. I'm not really interested in anyone other than the Steelers defense, which I feel like is a strong start this week.
I agree. And if you start James Conner at this point in the season, I feel like you're setting yourself up for failure, like bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
I completely agree. All right, let's move on to the NFC least matchup. We have the New York Football Giants at the Washington Redskins, the racist Redskins who refuse to change their name. All right. Now, Danny Jones and Dwayne Haskins, who, if you had to pick one, if you had to.
Danny Jones.
Well, see, I would go with Dwayne.
Okay.
I knew a guy when I was a kid named Dirty Dwayne, and that's my justification.
Yeah.
It was a good friend of my father's, Dirty Dwayne. Good guy. Shout out to Dirty Dwayne if you're listening. Now, the running back situations, we're going to start Saquon. If you're still there with Saquon at this point, you're going to start him, even though he was better with Eli. He was better with Eli. I think we can both agree with that.
Yeah, oh, for sure. For sure.
Adrian Peterson in standard, if you want to go down that road, okay. How about, talk to me about the receivers for these teams. So we'll, Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Golden Tate, and Terry McLaurin, because that's really it. So how do you feel about these guys?
If Eli was still in, I'd say after last week's performance, you have to consider Sterling Shepard, but Dan Jones is back in, so don't worry about Sterling Shepard. I think Slayton's the guy to play based on what we've seen with Daniel Jones and Slayton over the season. And Terry McLaurin is... he's really all they have on the Washington side of the ball. And he had a great week. So do I want to start him? Not particularly, but in this matchup, he's probably a good flex or wide receiver two option.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with what you're saying there, bud. We don't really care about either one of these defenses. Carolina at Indianapolis. We got Will Greer, the rookie, starting against Jacoby Beef Brisket. Now, I don't want anything to do with either one of these quarterbacks. How do you feel about these guys?
In two QB leagues, you might want to think about the Brisket just because if you need to, you didn't get the streaming option you wanted, like a Fitzpatrick or somebody like that. Think about it because the Panthers passing... actually, Panthers defense in general isn't that great. So, I don't think
we got Luke Kuechly. He's pretty good.
Yeah, but gosh, their back end is bad. So,
yeah, you need a nice back end, and they don't have one.
Need to be dummy thick on the back end, and they're not.
All right, so the running backs. Chris McCaffrey, we already know what we're going to do with him. Now, as far as the Indianapolis Colts, Marlon Mack is healthy to play. Do you feel like he's... good. I think he's an RB2 this week. I think he's a pretty safe play in PPR.
Okay. Yeah, I think if they get out to a lead, that's true. I think if they get down, that's if they don't score first, I think that's not not the case.
Okay. Now, DJ Moore, you've probably been playing him quite a bit, but now you got to remember that was with the other quarterback. Now Will Greer's coming in there. Do you still think DJ Moore is a good play? We know he's talented. We know that the Indianapolis Colts don't have a great defense. They have an okay defense. I personally don't want to trust my fantasy championship to DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel this week with the unknown of Will Greer, if I can help it.
Sure.
How do you feel about that? Yeah.
No. Yeah. I agree with you. I don't. Samuel, I like, cause he usually finds the end zone, but you just don't know how they're going to move the ball. I think it's going to be a lot of dink and dunk to McCaffrey. I think it's going to be, short routes at best. And Moore is certainly not that guy. He's your deep threat. Curtis Samuel will probably get better looks than Moore, at least running shorter routes. But I think Greg Olsen is probably the guy here. You know, the safety blank over the middle of the field. You don't really have to look anybody off. So I would say Olsen and McCaffrey are the guys that are probably going to see the most targets, unfortunately.
I could not agree with you more. All right, so the Colts pass catchers. We've got T.Y. Hilton, who says he's going to play. Zach Pascal and Jack Doyle. Rank those guys 1, 2, and 3.
T.Y.'s been hurt for so long. I would go with Pascal, yeah, then Hilton, and ooh, then Doyle, just because Doyle has not done anything with the opportunities he's been given with no Ebron and no Hilton the entire time.
He has such small hands.
Is that
it's difficult to overcome that.
He's such a big man.
He has really small. Yeah, he's got smaller hands than me and you, and we have small hands.
We have baby hands. Little tiny baby hands.
This guy, yeah, comparatively speaking, his are smaller. I feel pretty good about this Colts D. I feel like Will Greer, if they let him do anything, he'll probably throw a couple picks this week. So I think that Colts D is going to be a decent start this week. All right, moving on now to the Baltimore Ravens at your Cleveland Browns. Now, last time they played, it was in Baltimore and Cleveland won. That's right. Cleveland won this game against arguably the best team in the NFL.
Was that last season?
No, that was this season.
I don't believe it.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know.
That feels like a lifetime ago, right?
I completely agree. All right. So we know what you're going to do with Lamar Jackson. That's easy. You're going
to
start
him. Ride him to a title is what you're going to do.
Yeah, and you're going to sit Baker. That's pretty straightforward.
For sure.
All right, so what about the running backs now? Mark Ingram, Nick Chubb, and Kareem Hunt.
Ugh. Mark Ingram is a start. I think he's an RB1 in this situation because they're probably going to be up because Brown's defense isn't very good, and Baker will probably turn the ball over. So I think Mark Ingram is an RB1 this week. I think he'll get plenty of work. Hopefully, Lamar doesn't keep, you know, tucking it in and taking it because the defensive ends, you know, crashing down on Ingram every time. And then I love Nick Chubb, and I wish they would throw him the ball more. But I think in PPR, we talked about it last week, Kareem Hunt is their goal line / passing down back. So in PPR, I think you have to seriously consider Kareem Hunt, and then Nick Chubb, I like better in standard. He's still probably going to have a good day on the ground, but.
Yeah, I think his ceiling is going to be capped as an RB2 this week. I think both of them, because they kind of hurt each other, they're RB2s, which is still going to be good. Now, let's talk about the wide receivers here. Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, the juice. Which one are you starting? Which one are you sitting? Actually, let's throw in Hollywood too. So we got Hollywood, Juice, and we got Odell Beckham. You got to start one, you got to kill one, you got to marry one.
Cop. Wait, Juice, are you referring to Darius Geis?
No, Jarvis Landry. He's the Juice. That's his nickname, bud.
It is? Since when?
Yeah, Juice Landry.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. I don't know.
I just made it up on the spot. How about that? There you go.
No, I've read it. I've read it places.
It probably is.
Have, Yeah.
I've never heard it. I like Landry the best. No, wait, hang on. Okay. You said AJ Brown from Tennessee, right?
No. Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown. Hollywood, from the same game.
Hang on. They're at Cleveland, so Hollywood's probably good for a touchdown. As Brad likes to point out every week, Hollywood only catches touchdowns on the road.
Bingo.
So the only problem is I feel like they're going to be up, because Mark Andrews will probably get a score. Hollywood will probably get a score. Lamar will run one in, and then, you know, Ingram will get one, and then they're just going to run the ball. So I think Hollywood's limited by game script. Once they get up by a certain number of points, they're going to run the ball. And they have a stable of backs to do it, and they still have Lamar running the ball all the time. So I think Jarvis 1, Hollywood 2, and then Odell 3.
Boom. That's exactly how I would have ranked it. I feel like Hollywood's going to end up getting 1 for 39 and a touch. I mean, I feel like that's where he's going to be at. Juice will get the PPR work. And OBJ, he's dead to me. I think we can all agree with that. Now, the tight end situation, Cleveland doesn't have one of relevance. And Mark Andrews, you're going to continue to ride that hot hand. Now, the defenses, I actually feel pretty good about this Baltimore defense.
I agree.
I feel like you can start him. Yep. Okay.
I think Baker's good for a fumble or a pick there. I got a question for you. Devontae Parker or Hollywood Brown?
Mm-mm.
Who would you rather play?
In PPR, I'll go Parker.
Okay. In standard, you like Hollywood?
I love that matchup. Yeah, I love that matchup. Well, yeah, in standard, I like Hollywood because I feel like he's going to get the touchdown. But in PPR, Devontae Parker's going to get to work against Cincinnati, man.
Okay, so how about Jarvis or Devontae Parker in PPR?
Ooh.
Since Brad's not here, I got to throw some tough ones at you.
Yeah, way to go, Brad. I'll go Juice on that one, but it's really close.
You like Juice?
Jarvis, sorry.
No, that's fine. I know who he is now. Now you can refer to him as Juice as much as you want. So,
okay. All right. That's who I like in that game.
Cool.
Let's move on now to the battle of the Super Bowl hopefuls from 2 years ago. Jacksonville Jaguars and Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is real sad considering what these teams have offensively. And defensively for the Jags, and now they're both sitting at 5-9. They're going to be playing this game at Atlanta in the Dome. Matt Ryan, I feel like, is a solid start in this game. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they'll throw it plenty, so I think you're okay there. I think you can go with Matty Ryan.
I don't in two feel QB comfortable.
Leagues. I don't know about one QB league. I don't think I'd start him in one QB league.
Oh, I want to fire him up, dude.
Okay.
I want to fire him up so hard. Interesting. So hot. I got the fire. And then G. Minshew, Gardner. I don't want anything to do with the Gardner. He can go and plant tomatoes all on his own this weekend.
He did all right last week.
I can't trust him in this moment. Now, the running backs, Lenny and Devonta Freeman. What do you think?
I don't like either of them. You're going to play Fournette. You're definitely going to play him just because of sheer usage. You don't have a choice. But golly, has he been disappointing the last couple of weeks with his production. And Freeman, well, he kind of surprised me last week. I didn't think he was going to do anything against that 49ers defense, and he looked all right. I think with Fournette, you need to consider him an RB2, low-end RB2, maybe a high-end flex, and then Devontae, probably a flex.
Okay, I agree with that. I do agree with that. I think it's going to be tough to really trust Devonta Freeman with this. Now, the pass catchers, I think if you're going to start one from Saxonville, it's going to be Chark. I don't feel good about Chris Conley and DeeDee Westbrook per se. And then for the pass catchers for Atlanta, it's pretty simple. Julio Jones and Austin Hooper, you start them both.
Sure. Yeah. How's Calvin Ridley?
Oh, go ahead.
Is Calvin Ridley done? He's done.
Yeah, he's on the IR. He's right. Done for the year.
So Shark is questionable with that ankle injury. So temper expectations with him if he comes back and he's still a little banged up. But
that is important to note. And I completely agree. Now, how do you feel? I feel like the Falcons defense could be a sneaky little play this week.
Man, they looked real good last week. So if they play as hard as they did last week, then yeah, they're a decent start. I think they'll have a pretty decent time against Minshew. I'm hoping for personal reasons that they're terrible against the run, but yeah.
Personal reasons. Okay. Sure. I like that. Yeah. So you got a championship game going this weekend. How many championship games you got going real quick,
Aaron? I'm in two this week. So.
Oh, nice, bud. Congratulations.
Right. Not as good as Brad's four, but I did knock Brad out of one. So.
Yeah, I'm only in one, and I'm playing Brad in that one. So.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I think I rested on my laurels this year. I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I was so pumped up after my wins last year. I don't think that I know that I didn't listen to any podcasts and I didn't do the homework that I needed to do for my drafts this year. And it showed. It showed. I think we can all agree with that. Now, moving on. So we got the New Orleans Saints at the Tennessee Titans. We got Ryan Tannehill starting for the Titans and Drew Brees. You going to start Drew Brees this week? I mean, he's been hot. He only had one incompletion last week.
You have to start Drew Brees. You have to.
What about Tannehill, though?
Against the Saints D, let me look if there's anything crazy going on with their injury report. No, Patrick Robinson is questionable, but I think he's still a decent start the way he's played the last few weeks.
Okay, yeah, I like Ryan Tannehill this week as well. I think that he could potentially, you know, help your team win a championship. I think he's going to be more in line of the Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, he might not go ahead and put up 35 points for you, but he's a guy that can go out there and get you 20, 22 this week, and he won't kill your team. Now, the running backs. We're going to start Derrick Henry and Alvin Kamara. Even though Alvin Kamara has killed you lately, you have to start him in the hopes that he's going to get one of those Taysom Hill touchdowns. That Taysom Hill keeps just, oh my gosh, just
Sean
ruining
Payton,
for everyone.
Stop it. Just stop, dude.
He's turning into the Bill Belichick of fantasy. Right? It's horrible. I don't feel good about that, but I would rather start Alvin Kamara in PPR, especially over Latavius Murray. I don't want anything to do with Latavius Murray, even in standard this week, but Kamara, to me, in standard, he's not startable. He's simply not startable.
He's not.
I feel great about Derrick Henry either way. This is the time of year when Derrick Henry normally gets stronger. I know that he hasn't had a great December thus far, but I feel like they're playing outside in Tennessee. It's going to be a perfect Derrick Henry game.
Yeah.
Now, the pass catchers. Really, for New Orleans? Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
Hello?
Are you okay?
Can you hear me?
I catch you.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I got a connection loss symbol on my thing. Okay, so the pass catchers for New Orleans is pretty simple. They have two, Jared Cook and Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is a 110% start. You have to start him. Don't question it. Put him in your lineup and then get away from me. Now, Jared Cook, Tennessee's been slightly suspect against tight ends, and I feel like this could be a good Jared Cook game. How do you feel, Eric?
I love Jared Cook. Him and Will Lutz saved me last week. From the terror that is Michael Thomas, because that man had 25 points at the half. So, yeah.
Sure did.
But I like Jared Cook every week. He is a safe. He can go off. He can have those 20-point days for you, but he's a safe 9 to 10 points every week, no matter what. I don't think you'll ever see less than that, because he's always going to get 4-ish. Receptions, and he's going to have, you know, 50 to 60 ish yards. So I think he's fine to have. And you're right. They are bad against tight ends, at least fantasy wise this year. So I think if he can maybe get one of those red zone touchdowns instead of Taysom Hill, Sean Payton, thanks. He's a great start this week at tight end for sure.
Okay. All right. So, now, the Titans receiving core, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, and we'll throw Jonnu Smith in there as a pass catcher as well. How do you feel about the Tennessee Titans pass catchers?
I think Brown is the only startable one. I know Jonnu Smith had a big day, but that was an extremely good matchup. And the Saints defense is a lot better than what they were going against last week. So
I agree. And speaking of that Saints defense, I feel like they're a safe option for you to play this week. They won't kill you.
All right.
Even though I know that now, moving on to the AFC worst, we got the Oakland Raiders playing at the LA Chargers in LA. So it's basically going to be a game in Oakland. Now, do you want to start either one of these quarterbacks, Eric?
No. No, thanks. Hard pass.
I concur. Now, the running back, Josh Jacobs, looks like he's not going to go for Oakland.
Nope, he is listed as out on the injury report with that shoulder injury, sadly.
So if you've been riding him this year, who do you think on that team would be a suitable substitute for Josh Jacobs?
I think Jalen Richard's your guy. Wait, was he the one that got all that passing down work in his absence? Am I crazy? I think I'm crazy, actually.
It's DeAndre Washington.
That's the one.
Is that who you're thinking of?
Yep, sorry. That's the one. Not Jalen.
So, they're both not going to equal what Josh Jacobs did. They weren't homeless, so they don't know what it's like to have to work your way back. Now, for the LA Chargers, that backfield's become kind of a mess because of Gordon's butterfingers and his lack of a contract. So, Eckler or Gordon, do you want to start Gordon this week after what he did to you last week?
No, I like Eckler. I've liked Eckler better all season, and I'm going to continue to say that I like him better. I like him better obviously in PPR, definitely, but he makes more out of the opportunities he gets. So I think even in standard, he's better than Gordon.
Okay. All right. Now we got Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and we have Hunter Henry. If I was going to rank these guys, for me, it would be Keenan Allen 1, Hunter Henry 2, Mike Williams 3. How do you feel about that assessment?
In PPR, I'd say that's a safe bet. In standard, I think I like Williams, then Henry, then Keenan Allen, just because Williams has seemed to get the touchdowns. Henry didn't get a ton of usage last week, and unfortunately he had that fumble, so they didn't really look his way after that. So hopefully we don't see that again this week. But
okay, and then we're going to start Darren Waller, and I feel like the Chargers defense is going to be pretty good this week, despite them having another away game at home. Now, moving on to the next game, the Detroit Lions against the Denver Broncos, a couple of stink shows, one of them being my team. David Blau and Drew Locke. Do you care? Do you care?
No, and I think other than what? Philip Lindsay, Cortland Sutton, and Kenny Galladay? Do we need to talk about anybody else?
Broncos defense. Now, they talked about how Kerryon might come back and play this week.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. Kenny Galladay is really the only one from the line side. And like you said, Philip Lindsay, Cortland Sutton, that's it. If you want to play the upside of Noah Fant and see what he can get you, go for it. But I'm not completely sold on that just yet.
Yeah, Fant's listed as questionable with a shoulder and an illness. So if you are planning on playing Noah Fant, keep an eye on that.
All right, let's move on to the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. Go for it, Eric. Go for it, bud.
If you have any stock in the Seahawks, you start them. Start Lockett. Start Metcalf. Start Chris Carson. Start Russell Wilson. Start the defense. Start them all.
Start Josh Gordon. Start Josh Gordon.
Rip again. Have you seen the Baby Yoda memes about that?
No, I have not.
They paint him in the Seahawk green, and it says, Seahawks sign Josh Gordon. It's just the regular Baby Yoda face. And then the bottom is Josh Gordon gets suspended again, and he's in the Seahawk green, and it's the surprise Baby Yoda face.
I love those Baby Yoda. Josh Gordon just blew another opportunity. I think that he's done now. So that was the news that happened. He failed another he has another substance abuse charge up against him. He's suspended indefinitely. And then the other thing that happened was Tom Coughlin was fired from the Jaguars, which is why I meant to say this earlier. I think Lenny Fournette is going to be a great start this week because he's going to be fired up now that Coughlin is gone.
That's right. Him and Tommy C have some beefs. They have some – I think Coughlin called him – did he call him soft or something like that last year?
Well, he fined him last year for sitting on the bench during it was like a week 16, week 17 game. That's and he fined him for it.
Yeah.
Fined him $100,000 for his conduct. So he was probably very happy that he's gone. All right, now I'll let you get back to your Cardinals and Seahawks. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good. Yeah, so start all your Seahawks for sure. On the other side, Kenyon Drake, you're probably going to play him because he had 4 touchdowns last week, and you're going to hope he can recreate half of that. And Kyler Murray, if you made it to the title game in spite of Kyler Murray, you're probably going to start him just on his potential, but I don't like it. I think he should be a sit this week. And I don't like any of the receivers. So Kenyon Drake is a maybe. More so in standard, I would say he's like an RB2 or a flex in standard, but he's the only guy I would really consider on the Cardinals side of the ball.
But Eric, he had 4 touchdowns last week.
Yeah, that's okay. They're still the Cardinals. They're still awful. Like, they're probably going to be down big, so they're probably going to have to chuck it. So actually, that makes me kind of reconsider their Kyler Murray a little bit because they might get some garbage time stuff done. I still don't like Kyler Murray, though, for this matchup. Mm-hmm.
Is it because he's short?
It's because he's frail and he's got little hands. And somebody did a Baby Yoda meme with his jersey where he looks super tiny walking up to the center. So I can't get that out of my head.
I am not getting these Baby Yoda memes. Now, I did see the one where they did of Shannon Sharp and where he looks exactly like the original Barney.
Oh.
And now that's every time I see Shannon Sharp, I'm like, dang, ruined. He does look like Barney.
Yeah, forever. Yeah.
okay, nice. Now we'll move on to the championship game of the NFC East. Dun, dun, dun. Ugh. This is what it all comes down to, bud.
Yeah, sadly. Because Dallas and Philly have both had multiple chances to close the door on the other team, and they both keep leaving it open for each other. It's ridiculous.
I feel like Dallas has got this game.
So, yeah, we kind of talked about this a little bit last week. Historically, at least in the 30 years I've been watching football, the freaking NFC East games are always unpredictable. Like, Dallas will walk into Philly, and they go off, and they destroy them, and then they walk into Dallas and they destroy us. So I want to say I know how this game is going to turn out, but I really don't. You have to start Dak. You have to start Zeke. You're probably going to start Amari. I think Gallup is still a decent flex option in PPR. And I would not start the Dallas defense.
So how do you feel about Dak, who didn't really practice almost at all this week?
Yeah, he's shoulder. Nursing that shoulder. I think it's a load management more so kind of thing. He looked fine last week. He didn't look – I mean, he was amazing, but they had that game well in hand. So I don't think it's a big problem. I think he'll be a full go.
Okay. Let's move on over to the sad sack that is – the Philadelphia Eagles. Is there anything over here that you care about?
I like Miles Sanders because Leighton Vander Esch is still hurt. And, you know, we draft linebackers with, you know, torn ACLs and stuff and let them rehab for a year. So I think Sanders could recreate you know, a decent percentage of what he did last week. I don't think he's going to put up those kind of numbers, considering what they did to Todd Gurley, although he has also has a bad knee. But I think Sanders is a safe play. I think he in PPR.
Yeah, I agree. And then Zach Ertz.
Oh, for sure.
From Philly.
Yeah. Dallas Goedert is probably a decent. He had 10 or 11 points last week. He's probably a safe floor guy for you this week, too.
Because their number one receiver is what, Greg Ward? So,
yeah.
There's that. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, Chicago. I feel pretty good about old Patty Mahomes, even though the Chicago defense is supposed to be pretty good. They haven't been great against this year, but I feel really good that Patrick Mahomes could come out there and just sling it around for a couple hundred yards, throw a couple tugs. What do you think?
Yeah, considering what he did in the snow in Arrowhead last week, with a banged up knee, a banged up hand, the dude's matchup proof. Him and Lamar, if you start him, Lamar, Deshaun Watson, Dak, Russell Wilson, you start them week in and week out. You don't sit them. That's how I feel about those guys.
Now, how do you feel about Damian Williams?
I don't.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Is like, I don't really feel anything about him or the Bears running backs. I
feel strongly in neither direction. Yeah, pretty much.
If I had to start one of the three between Damian Williams, Tariq Cohen, and David Montgomery, I would start Damian Williams. But I don't feel good about any of it.
No, I don't mind Cohen, and I've said this a couple times. I don't mind Cohen as a safe flex play in PPR, but I don't know if safe's going to get it done for you in championship week.
Bingo. Because chances are you're the juggernaut and you're not playing Tariq Cohen, or you're going against the juggernaut and Tariq Cohen's not going to help you.
Right.
So, all right. Now, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, easy. Now, Allen Robinson and Anthony Miller. I feel like Allen Robinson is a pretty good start this week. Not only do I feel like he's a pretty good start, I feel like he's a low-end wide receiver one this week.
In PPR, for sure, yes, you have to start him. And I think you have to start Miller, too.
Yes, thank you.
I agree. He has shown it for a couple weeks now, and man, he's making the most of it. So, and Mitchell, they really seem to have a nice connection there, so... Yeah, I think you should play him too.
All right. Do you want to start either one of these defenses or?
No, just because the Chiefs will probably get up and then the Bears will probably score some points in garbage time and it'll make the Chiefs defense look worse. So no, I don't think you should play either of these defenses personally because it's the Chiefs.
I agree. You would think that even though the Bears are horrible, maybe you could sneak the Chiefs in there. But like you just said, that defense is just bad.
They've been banged up, and Khalil Mack hasn't been the world breaker that he was last year. And that's what they're kind of predicated around is getting pressure with him, and they just really haven't done it. So,
which is, you know, that's why I think that people are all over Lamar Jackson right now. And don't get me wrong, I think he's incredibly talented. But this is the NFL. These guys are the best of the best at what they do, and they're going to figure out a way next year to stop him. Anyway, that's just a sidebar, but that's something I feel very strongly about because you see it happen every year. I mean, Cam Newton came out, and he was electrifying. Well, the next year, defense is adjusted. I mean, this happens year in and year out. So now we'll move on to the last game, the Monday night game, Green Bay at Minnesota. Now, this has one of the teams who I feel like could be one of the best teams in the NFC going against one of the luckiest teams in the NFC. Green Bay, I think, is incredibly lucky. And Minnesota, I feel like, is really good this year. I feel like they're really, really good.
They're super
But they strong. Are going to be – yeah, they're going to be down Dalvin Cook this week, though.
Yeah, that's a – oh, God, what a kick in the teeth for Dalvin Cook owners. If you're in the title game, you probably drafted him. And hopefully you went out and got Boone because Alexander Mattison is still questionable. So
he's not going to play. I don't think he's going to play.
I don't think he is either.
So you got Mike Boone, who is going to fill in. He might do okay. Green Bay doesn't have a terrific defense. I'm just I think you're kind of sad here, man, because you probably rode Cook all the way to this point, and now you don't have him.
Yeah.
It's been very disappointing. But I think Mike Boone is a safe play, and I think Aaron Jones is a safe play as well. But you're going to get the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing with Jones. You've been getting it all year.
Yeah. So Madison was he did not participate Thursday or Friday, neither did Cook. So if you didn't get Boone for the handcuff, you're kind of stuck. Hopefully you have good backups. So that's tough draw there. I did not know Xavier Rhodes was on the injury report, but he did participate all week. So don't worry about that. He'll be covering Davante Adams.
Yeah. All right. So Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
So they're in Minnesota, right?
In Minnesota.
Actually, I read a really interesting stat about Rodgers. It's something like in his last however many games against Minnesota, he hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. Something like that. I don't want to just throw that out there for people. Historically, he's not good against Minnesota. Let's go with that. I like Cousins better in this game than I like Rodgers.
So I agree. It's not by much, but Kirk Cousins to me, which is scaring me to say that, but I would start Kirk Cousins over Aaron Rodgers, even though I feel like it would blow up in my face.
Right.
Kind of like the Andy Dalton situation. Well, the wide receivers, outside of Davante Adams, there's really no one on Green Bay you want anything to do with. Now, it's a little muddier on the Vikings side of the ball because you got Diggs, Thielen, who's healthy-ish, and then you have the tight end Rudolph, the red zone reindeer, who I think could be relegated to that irrelevant role. Who do we want to start here, man?
I think. Excuse me. Man, I don't love Diggs, but I don't know. I know personally, I have to play Diggs. I don't have any other better options in our redraft league. So I'm going to play him this week and hope that this is a shootout. Rudolph, you're going to play him. He's a tight end with a pulse and he gets red zone looks. You have to play him. Boone. And then Cousins. We like him a little better than Rodgers, but not a ton. But yeah, you're probably going to play him unless you have, you know, a Dak or a Deshaun or a Jameis sitting there to play over them. Mm-hmm. On the Packers side of the ball, you got Aaron Jones, you got Aaron Rodgers, and you got Davante Adams. You got the A-team. Those are your guys.
Yeah.
And I don't love either defense. If I had to pick one, I would pick the Vikings D because they're at home. And Xavier Rhodes is going to play.
I agree. All right. That pretty much wraps it up for this week. Any closing thoughts you would like to add? Anyone you want to take a shot at, Eric? Brad's not here, so we can do whatever we want.
Take a shot. Well, I did talk to him today, and after I beat him last week to go to the title game in one of our dynasty leagues, he posted a very mean SpongeBob meme of Squidward looking out, and the caption said, you watching two trash fantasy teams play in the title game. And that kind of hurt.
Oh.
It didn't hurt. I thought it was hilarious. But I knocked you out, Brad. I ruined your perfect year. You're 5 for 5. So that's all I'll say because he's not here to defend himself. But God, Michael Thomas gave me a heart attack though because he was coming for me, man. He was unbelievable. So a couple of different lineup changes, and it could have gone a different way for sure. But we were sweating that week.
It's always good to take shots at someone who can't defend themselves. Yeah. That's what I like.
He's gonna beat me down in our redraft title game this week, though, because I do not have the horses. He's probably going to drop 170. I might break 140.
Maybe. Which redraft league is this?
The worked redraft league we're all in. The one where you're last.
Wait, you made it to the title game in that league?
Yeah.
At 6-7.
At 6-7, I am the Cinderella story, man. I made it.
Good for you, buddy.
I'm the Chargers. I hope you win. If they ever actually made it to the playoffs every year, one year, you know.
I'm rooting for you, bud.
Yeah, I don't have the guns, man. It's going to be, I have to hope his team takes a total crap. But so that one, I'm pretty sure Brad's going to lock up the redraft league. The Dynasty League, the other one we're in at work, me and Brad are in at work. I get a decent shot at that one, but we'll see what happens. So
he's just so good at fantasy football.
He's unbelievable. He's
really,
I mean,
really good.
The fact that he's in four title games, in five drastically different leagues, like there's a two tight end or two, I think he's in a tight end premium, and then there's like a three wide receiver, 16 team league, and then he's got the 2QB dynasty, and then our dynasty, and then our redraft. He's unbelievable. He's incredible at fantasy football. So yeah, I got lucky last week against him in that playoff game for sure. And he's probably going to make me look bad this week in redraft. So
it's okay. At least it's fun while it lasted. All right.
It is. It's been a fun year. It really has.
Eric, you want to try and send us out, or you want me to?
Oh, God, no. Please do the honor, sir. This is
yours. Okay. Okay. Thanks for tuning in to Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Josh. He's Eric. Brad is busy not being here. 5 days before Christmas. Thanks, Brad. We didn't ask for any of this. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Empty Wagon FF. Brad will be at Tack Jones. Eric is going to be at Guns of Eld 19, and I'm going to be at FF Josh Hughes. Hit us up if you have any questions, comments, concerns. If you just want to tell us how stupid you think we are, whatever. We're down for all the comments, questions, and info you got. If you don't have anything else, we will see you later.
Bye. Good luck in your title games if you're in it.